These days, many people have an investment portfolio. You put money away today in order to achieve returns in the future. Relationships are a bit like that. You invest today to get returns tomorrow. So what does your relationship investment portfolio actually look like? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to the program. Today we're going to take a bit of a look at your relationships from a different perspective. Over the last couple of weeks, we've been chatting about living the sort of life that's going to leave behind a lasting legacy of love. Because as our lives here on this earth draw to an inevitable conclusion, what we leave behind for those for whom we really care starts to matter more and more. The important things start getting really important the shorter our time on this planet becomes. The problem is, it's right now that we need to be doing the sort of things, planting the sort of seeds that are in fact going to leave behind that legacy of love. It's no good leaving it until it's too late. So that's what we're talking about in the series at the moment. What we need to do now, what seeds we need to plant now, who we need to invest in now, so that when our days on Earth draw to a close, we will really be at that place where we know that we're leaving that legacy of love behind us. How are you going with your investment options? Still struggling with them? Here are the options again. You have $100,000 to invest and three choices. Option one is an interest-bearing deposit in a bank. Option two is a blue-chip stock that's been performing really well these past 3 years. And option three is to invest it in a company that looks like it's about to go under. Which one of those will you choose? Now, if we're talking about a real $100,000, the answer is actually pretty obvious. You'd pick between the bank and the blue chip stock, depending on the degree to which you're a risk taker. In fact, probably what I'd do is I'd split 40% each between the bank deposit and the blue chip stock, and I'd take 20% and buy a CFD or a contract for difference for the failing company. That's a stock market device which allows me to win if the stock of the company falls and put it on the struggling company. But now, let's take that same investment question and let's look at it from a relationship perspective, the relationships that you're going to invest in. Let's draw an analogy. Let's say that with the time and effort that you have to invest in a relationship, you can choose between one, a rock-solid relationship, two, a slightly higher-risk relationship but one that offers greater returns potentially, or three, a struggling relationship that it looks like it's about to fail. Now, which one of those are you going to invest your time in? I know what you're thinking right now. No doubt what's going through your mind is, hang on a minute, the criteria I applied to the financial investment quiz don't actually apply to relationships. And if that's what you're thinking, you'd be absolutely right. Because if the struggling relationship that's about to fail happens to be your marriage or a relationship with a difficult child, there's every chance that you're torn. On the one hand, you want to throw everything into that relationship. On the other, you may want to run a million miles from them because they're tough and they're hurting. Some people make the decision to pull the plug on their marriage and invest in what appears to be a more pleasant relationship, an affair perhaps. Others will go down with a ship fighting to the last to save a marriage or a child. Because the main criterion in choosing the relationships we invest in isn't the return. It's how important those people are to us. There's not a single person on this planet who is more important to me than my beautiful wife. I love her dearly, and if I had to, if she needed me to, I would abandon every other relationship in order to save her. So why are we talking about this stuff? What's the point of these tough questions? Simply this. The sad truth is that a good percentage of people are so busy, or so tired, or so jaded, that they don't invest in any relationships. It's like they're taking their $100,000 and stuffing it under the mattress. Some people never make the decision to invest in any relationships, or when they do it half-heartedly, and they go for the return that they can get out of it, rather than how important that person is or should be to them. If you and I want to leave behind a legacy of love, then we need to invest in relationships. We need to be deliberate about choosing the relationships we invest in, and like any portfolio, there's likely to be a spread of different types with different risk and return profiles. A man whose marriage is struggling should throw all of his emotional energies into investing in his marriage. I remember hearing a man speak once, and he told of the last time that he sat and talked with his grandfather in hospital before he passed away. He said, "Grandpa, what's the one thing that you're most proud of in your life?" The grandfather got a tear in his eye, and he answered, "Oh, that's simple. Growing old with the mother of my children." It's a powerful answer, wouldn't you agree? To any man or any woman whose marriage is struggling, I want to implore you to invest all you have and all you are in that relationship, in the relationship that looks like it's going to go under. It may be that it saves your marriage, it may be that it doesn't, but I guarantee you in the long run, whichever way it turns out, you will not regret having given it all that you have. I want to encourage you too to invest in a handful of good friends. Some will give you more than you give them. Others, it'll be the other way around. But friends are invaluable. Choose them wisely. I also want to encourage you to invest in some people who have nothing to give you, who desperately need the help and the love and the care and the concern and the compassion of someone just like you. And finally, please, please invest in some young people at home, at work, in your local community group, and become their mentor. Hand on your wisdom and your skills as you pull alongside them and make them greater than they could ever have been without you. If you want to leave a legacy of love that lasts well beyond you, a legacy that ripples out from you and down through the generations, then what you need to do now is get your relationship's investment portfolio established. Jesus is a great example of that. He had thousands of disciples who followed him around. Often when you read about disciples in the gospel accounts, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the writer is talking about this wider group. But Jesus, out of all of those, selected just 12, mostly uneducated bumpkins, fishermen, tax collectors, not the educated elite from Jerusalem, but the flotsam and jetsam from the slums of Galilee. Simon, whom he named Peter, James, the son of Zebedee, and John, the brother of James. Andrew, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, James, the son of Alphaeus, Thaddeus, Simon the Canaan, and Judas Iscariot, who ultimately betrayed him. Those guys, when you read about them, so often got things wrong. They made a hash of things. They argued. Judas stole money from the corporate purse. They tried to outdo each other. He chose imperfect people, and he built close relationships with them. And on their shoulders stands this church around the world today. From the investment that Jesus made in those 12 has grown a massive global church. Jesus' investment in relationships with those men has left the most amazing legacy of love that's rippled down through the ages. He was so often frustrated with them. They so often fell short of his expectations, and yet this 12-fold relationship investment portfolio has returned more than anyone could ever have imagined. When you and I invest in relationships, in people, in our marriage, in our children, in a young person at work who's bright but needs some more wisdom and maturity, when we invest in those people, it is so satisfying to see the fruit come from those relationships, to see them grow, to see them change, to see them better people because we invested in them and we love them. That's how you leave a lasting legacy of love. We love sharing the gospel with as many people as possible so they can experience a real and tangible relationship with God. So before I go, I'd like to tell you about our free daily devotional to help you be all that God made you to be. It's called Fresh. Each day you'll receive a powerful scripture verse together with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement. And the best news is that it's completely free and delivered right to your inbox each and every day, where you can choose to read, listen, or even watch the daily video. It's completely up to you. It's God's Word fresh for you each day. To receive your free devotional, just jump onto the website freshdevotional.org. You'll see the Fresh e-devotional sign up right there for you. As a bonus, I'll also send you a free copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? So head across to the website and sign up to receive Fresh. I pray that your heart will be touched and transformed as you draw ever closer to Jesus through His Word. That web address again, in case you missed it, is freshdevotional.org. I'm Bernie Diamond. Catch you again, same time Monday, with a different perspective.